Mariners trying to take 3 of 4 from the Rangers in Arlington. Felix Hernandez off the DL, getting the start for Seattle. He faces Andrew Cashner for the Rangers. Pick it up in the second. It's Kyle Seager facing Cashner.
Swung on, that's hit well up the alley in right center field, way back, and that one is gone. Seager's done it again. He clears the Rangers' bullpen. He makes it 2-0 Seattle. The 2-2 delivery, Beltre swings, lines one right back to Felix, and he grabs it and underhands to first. It was actually a one-hopper, and Beltre jogging down the line to first. Felix started running over to first base. I thought he was going to beat Beltre there, but he did eventually give the ball up to Alonso. Adrian is retired as he chopped that one straight down, and Felix speared it right above his cap to the plate. Alonso is swinging, a line drive down the right field line. Big trouble. Bouncing all the way to the corner. Cano is home. Cruz is home. Seager's being waved around. Here's the throw by Odor. He drops the ball as he goes to throw. Alonso cleans him off with a three-run double, and it's 5-1 Seattle. Pitch to Cruz is lined over Elvis into left, a base hit. It is 6-1 Seattle. Another screaming line drive off the bat of Nelson Cruz. He has hit three impressive shots tonight.
Mariners slug past the Rangers 10-4 your final. King Felix lasted just 3 2/3 innings in his first start since July 31st. Nelson Cruz, the big night, 4 for 4, a homer, 2 RBIs. Kyle Seager and Yonder Alonso each drove in 3 for Seattle. Here's Rangers skipper Jeff Banister after the loss.
Baseball, like I've said before, has a cruel sense of humor in some times. And look, it can be grinding, and September, it does get challenging.
Ash has been so consistent for you throughout the season. Tonight, was there anything different that you saw from him?
Well, you know, watch the delivery. Had a little bit of a hip leak, which caused some of his pitches to run back over the plate. Kind of fought against it for the most part. I mean, really solid the first inning, and then there the second inning. It just seemed like that trying to make pitches, and they run back over the plate. And then we make an adjustment and just, you know, barely off the edge of the plate. So fell behind in some situations. And, you know, Seager hit the home run there that put him on the board quick. And then, you know, then it was walks and situation. You know, Mendez and Gardewine, I thought, did a good job, came in and got him out of it. And then Gardewine had his challenges there with the walks. And then we just couldn't stop anything after that. You know, tried to get a Keeley in there, give him an opportunity, chip shot into center field again. Thought he threw the ball well. Look, to be off as long as he was the first time back, explosive fastball, good curveball. But we were limited in the number of pitches that he was going to be able to pitch his first time back. So we settled in right, you know, anything under 20. We didn't really want to get to that 20 mark. So that's when we had to go to Bibbins, and it just seemed like we couldn't stop anything until the damage was done. And really a kind of a bright spot tonight was A.J. Griffin after the fact. He came in and threw the ball extremely well. Did give up the opposite field home run to Cruz, but the breaking ball fastball combo played very well for him.
Anything else?
Go. Just talk about the decision to put Adrian back in the lineup and just his leadership to want to fight through the injury.
Well, absolutely. No, we've seen Adrian do these type of things. This is not anything new with Adrian, and that's the toughness of him, and really wants to play for this team, and the energy that he does give us in the lineup. Look, I thought he took some really good swings tonight. Got the base hit and removed him there just because of where the score was at. But look, the leadership that he has on the field and in the dugout with these guys is unmatched. We've talked about it so much that you run out of adjectives to talk about. It's beautiful to watch a warrior baseball player go out and kind of put everything on the line every time he goes out there and just loves playing the game. You know, if you're a young player, an old player, an ex-player, future player, he's the guy you want to model yourself after.
Anything else? These next nine games, there's a good chance the season could hinge on this road trip. I know you've said it before, but is this kind of one of those backs against the wall situations where you guys think you might thrive?
Yeah, when you get punched in the mouth, and listen, that's what we've been punched in the mouth. We're not out. We're still going. We're going to play till the end. You talk about how the season hinges on the next nine games. Well, the hinge will be when either we're in or we're out. We plan on continuing to play to get in.
Both teams back in action Friday. The Mariners will travel to Houston while the Rangers take on the Angels in Anaheim.